We treated it like an extra work day in that it was like a bonus Monday to us where we got a chance to go good on good. We did one period where we got some reps just to introduce Washington, but for the most part, 7-on-7 team sessions were all, good versus good as far as just going against ourselves. So good practice as far as that's concerned. Not a real long practice, but, since, offense played 90 plays, I believe, 89 plays, in the last game. So, we're trying to be smart with them and take care of them as well as train them.
You moved on from Doss yesterday. Do you want to see Walters as a punt returner, or is Rashad have that job for
him? I think that Rashad did a nice job. Nick is still a possibility. And then Brian, I think we know with him what he can do. We trust him completely. You may see him get a rep or two as well.
I wanted to ask you about some of your later draftees. We'll start with Michael Bennett. He played like 21 snaps, I think, the other night. Had, a deflection. What are you seeing out of Michael?
I don't think we have any concern with Michael Bennett versus the run. I think what we've been pleased to see with him in practice and a little bit in the games is his rush ability. He's done a nice job over a guard. He does provide a little bit of rush. I think we want to see him more in that situation, so we'll get a chance to watch him more in this game coming up.
And then Koyak had about the same number, I think 21 snaps, couple catches for short yardage. How's he?
Yeah,
developing?
I think for him it's a point of attack, to see him, his blocking, and, to see him more in that capacity. He always felt like he was, his hands and we trust him as a receiving type tight end is there. Now it's just a matter of seeing him as a blocker.
Is it important for a player like Sterling to get some work in the fourth game if he physically can?
Yeah, it'd be great. It'd be great to see him play. So I know he was limited today and took some reps, but, to get him out there, I know he wants to get some reps, so we'll just see how it plays out. But it'd be great if we could get him in.
What have you liked about Stephen Morris this camp, though?
I think his ability in drives, like the two-minute drive to move the ball, he did that in the first game, I believe it was, and then this past game. But, I think he needs to still work on his overall consistency. You're seeing him throw some more consistent good balls, but I think at a higher level. But I think his poise in the games has been pretty good. It's unfortunate, the snap. That really wasn't his fault in the game. But I think that he's shown that in these types of environments, or at least in a heightened environment, that he can show some good things.
Seems like nobody ever talks about Walters, maybe us, but plays his way into a role.
Yeah, I think, he came in, we thought he'd provide depth, competitive, tough. As a punt returner, wanted to get him in the mix there. He's gotten some opportunities, and what I like about him is when he has opportunities, he takes advantage of it. He catches the balls that are thrown to him. He runs really good routes. The quarterbacks trust him. The team trusts him. And then as a returner, I don't know how many reps he would get as a returner. We have a good idea what he would provide for us. So, and he would be a guy that could be a four-core special teams player for us. So really is a guy that has worked his way up the depth chart and taken advantage of his reps.
Him and Washington played for spot, yes. Probably the fifth.
Yeah, they're both, that's a, we got to find out that spot, and those guys are in the mix.
They'll both play a lot then.
Yes.
As far as injuries, you figure Ryan Davis and Chris Smith got to play a lot in the opener, but I assume they got to play a lot in the fourth game just because you don't have people. Right?
Yeah, you should see them both playing quite a bit. Uh-huh. Yep.
What do you like that you've seen from Chris Smith that leads you to believe he'd be okay first and second down?
Yeah, well, hopefully he's better than okay in there. I think here's what I've seen. I think his pass rush has come along. I think I mentioned during training camp that he was a little heavy in OTAs, trying to figure out what weight he could play at. He lost some weight, came in, and I thought he moved pretty well towards mini camp and then in training camp where he showed some rush. I think that needs to transfer into games. He is a guy that has affected the quarterback a couple times in games, so that part we like. We like his strength at the point of attack. We ask that Leo at times to play the C gap, which means he's got to be strong enough to take on tight ends. And I think he has that strength as well. So, but it's a combination. Can you do it play after play? It's not like you're going in there for 10 plays or 12 plays. So hopefully this game we strain him a little bit and see what he can do.
Like what he had done, so he was probably going to get more playing time anyway.
He was, yeah. He's always been a really high effort guy, a guy that you can count on to play with tremendous effort, and those guys can be successful. And I think that we saw enough rush from him that in combination with his effort, then he can do some good things.
Concerned when he showed up overweight and started camp?
No, because I think we kind of knew he was trying to figure out what weight he could play at to be his best. So, you know, I think it was, you know, he was just trying to figure it out as well.
Kind of generally, the business of making cuts with a personal side, how do you balance that? Are you getting better at that?
Yeah, well, it's, I don't know if you ever get great at it. It's, you know, I think the players understand it's a business, but it's a business that you're dealing with people too. So it's always difficult. You know, to have conversations with these guys. You know, the cuts take place, what, Tuesday? We have till Tuesday. I think it was our decision to do a little bit earlier to give guys an opportunity maybe to get their names out there ahead of everybody else. I don't know what's right, what's wrong. But it's difficult. And these guys do everything. And what I like about them is these guys are all unselfish. Sometimes you get guys that come in and say, I'm taking advantage of this opportunity for me. But I think this group of guys realize that if they play and they give everything to the team, that'll lift their ability. And they did. But, you know, not enough to where we could find a spot.
This week. I know you did a lot last week. Is there a lot in week four?
You know, more generic. I think more just knowing the personnel and kind of having a, you know, what do we want to get accomplished here? I think we have some really, really tough decisions to make. And so we want to make sure that whatever we install allows the guys to play fast.
Smith go with the ones on Thursday night?
We haven't decided that yet, but it would not shock me if you saw him in there with the ones. Yeah.
What about Pastor? He like looks like he's kind of fighting for a roster spot now.
Well, you know, his thing was, you know, he could play guard, he could play tackle, and the versatility. And he started for us, so he's played a lot of games. And so I think that's what he's got right now. That's, you know, I think we're hanging our hat on. But you know, in some spots, you keep competition going as long as possible. And you know what? You can't argue the fact that Sam did some good things the last game. So, you know, we're looking at all of our options.